tell me that you're okay. Are you alright? 'Cause you took off without a word. Are you alright? You flew away like a little bird. Are you alright? Is there anything I can do? Are you alright? 'Cause I need to hear from you. Are you alright? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss you? Hug and kiss you. Hug and kiss you. Are you
Hi, this is Elliot with Not Pandas, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to be here today with two very hoo-hee people. One is Eric. He is on my floor. Very cool guy on the soccer team. Another is Eva, a.k.a. Yeva. And she's also very cool. She ice climbs. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, they're going to talk about music that they love. So, Eric, take it away.
Is this my mic now?
This is your mic now.
Is it working?
It works. You have the floor. Can you hear?
This is extremely exciting. All right, anyway, well, I just love music, you know? Music is one of the most fantastic things in all the land. And first I'd like to play a song that my dad introduced to me back when I was but a lad. And I really feel as though music represents different times in our lives, different times physically, and also places in our minds, in our heads. And so this one really makes me feel like being a kid, you know? It's a great time. It is by a band called The Smiths. Great band. And for me, the best part of the song is Johnny Marr's guitar work, his guitarchestra, as he has described it in his autobiography, and the way the tone is just wow, phenomenal. So, right. Got the right song there?
Oh yeah.
That might be the third one.
No, this is the right song.
We're good. Let me see.
It's good. It's kind of, don't worry about it. Wait.
That was This Charming Man by The Smiths. Absolute excellent song, version from Hatful of Hollow, a compilation album. And my gosh, what a neat recording, I do declare. Now, next we have a song by Radiohead. And I think Radiohead, pretty great band. And they have this this thing that I like to think about, the Radiohead build, the way that their songs like kind of start slow and mellow and then just get like, wow! And it's like, ah! That's pretty much all I can use to describe it, see? And so this one is called All I Need from their 2007 album In Rainbows. And it starts rather mellow, and then the outro. I remember when that outro first came on when I first heard that song, and I was laying in bed and I just turned off the light, closed the door, closed my eyes, gazed out the window with my eyes closed, and just let those sounds wash over me. And my gosh, Wow, it was an experience for the ages. Anywho, back to what I was saying earlier about music representing different times of our lives. I played a song, the first song, This Charming Man by the Smiths, that reminded me of being a kid, and it's still one of my favorite songs, of course. And so now I'm going to play the song that I will always... what's the word? It will always remind me of where I am right now, today. It is this fantastic band called Mimicking Birds. Probably haven't heard of them, but they are just a great, fantastic band.
Slowly we realize
by Mimicking Birds. Remember that name? They may just be famous one day. And who else is here?
Hi, it's Eva.
Eva.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah. How's the day?
You know, the day's pretty great. Just got out of class. Got none of that left, so I got to be here. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing how, well, we're both freshmen in college, and now suddenly we're picking our own schedules, and it's a bit of a hoot and holler, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. We're a lot more alive than we were last year. We were in high school together.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, we were in a band together.
Yeah. All the way in the Bay Area of California.
It was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
We were pretty cool. We played some Radiohead.
Oh, lots of Radiohead. Well, actually, one Radiohead song. But
we tried to play more, but yeah. We failed.
Yeah, well, it's a difficult band to cover.
Valid. Okay, so I think I am choosing the next few songs. So this first one that we're playing is called Jekyll. It's by Hiatus Coyote. They're becoming kind of a big name after they released Nakamura, which is a very cool song. I personally love Jekyll. It's on an older album of theirs, I believe. I really started loving it at the beginning because of the time signature changes. At the very beginning, it's just like a very basic piano, but it goes into some crazy polyrhythms. It breaks down into different time signatures. It's very fun to listen to. It's very unexpected. And also the harmonies are beautiful. So I think that's what's up next.
Dr. Jekyll, that Mr. Bean, bugging out my hide again. If he come me rapping on my door, I'm not gonna answer it. I've been grieving, old-fashioned at the seat, my seam is frayed. Fashioned at the seed, my seam is frayed. Silk once rushed this. Ties are rusted dry. Slip your phylloxera are right. Past your fortress. We all are born to die. We all are born to die. Thank you.
So that was Jekyll by Hiatus Coyote. The next song coming up is going to be Sissy Strut by The Meters. It's a pretty short one. I personally love it. It's all instrumental. I think my favorite part of the song is definitely the drum behind it. It's pretty basic, but it really hits home. It's very, very rhythmic, and it holds down the beat very well. Also, for those of you who are into electronic music, this drum beat is incredible for sampling. It's very clean. It's very crisp. So I hope you enjoy it. This will be Sissy Strut. So that was Sissy Strut by The Meters, a favorite of mine. So we have a public service announcement here. The need for blood is constant, from accident victims and premature babies to cancer patients and those with blood disorders. Every day, heroes like you can help save up to 3 lives with just 1 blood donation. Be a hero. Donate blood. Make your appointment today. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Thanks, Eva.
You're so welcome.
It's so important. Please do give blood.
So I think we've picked the next song. We're going to play Ready Wednesday by Snarky Puppy. So this is one song that Elliot and I both absolutely love. Part of the reason we became friends. We realized we both had an obsession with Snarky Puppy. So I think we're just going to play it and talk about it later.
That sounds wonderful. Let's do that. Thank you.
So that was Ready Wednesday by Snarky Puppy. Am I on?
Yeah, we are. Okay. Very much so.
Great. So that was Ready Wednesday. It was pretty cool, in my opinion.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
on. Yeah, no, you weren't.
It's all good. So that was Ready Wednesday by Snarky Puppy.
So good.
It's fantastic. That piano intro blows my mind every time.
Yeah. And then there's the violin. Like, I'm a drum guy, so the drum beat's also good, but then it, like, stops and the violin just starts singing to me. Oh man.
Also just, like, if you read about it, he, what is his name? Do you remember?
Which one?
The, like, dude who is Snarky Puppy.
Michael League?
Yes. There we go.
He's a bass player, by the way.
Yeah. He talks about this song and says, like, the hardest part is getting everybody to be so tight on those, like, kind of hits in between the violin breaks there, because they're just so perfectly in time together. It's crazy. And Snarky Puppy is a huge band. They're practically an orchestra. So
they are an orchestra.
Are they really?
I mean,
they are, yeah.
Subjectively, kind of. But, you know.
Yeah. So I got a little pun for you guys. Elliot is looking at me like, oh no, please don't do this. That's a nice ham you got there. Be a shame if someone put an S in front of it and an E behind it.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that was pretty great.
Okay, speaking of things that are actually pretty great, so Eva here, as good of music as she listens to, is still pretty basic when it comes to the band Yes, which, it's Yes is pretty great. My favorite band of all time, besides maybe Rush. And I'm going to play a song by them called To Be Over. It is 9 minutes of a crazy, wacky, wild journey. At least when I hear this song, I feel like I'm being taken on some ride through this other planet. I don't know.
I mean, that's every Yes song ever.
Yeah, but this one especially, like, starts off with, like, I'm in a place, it's like blue and purple crystals everywhere, because it's got a lot of blue and purples in this song. And then it just opens up with the vocals. There's some weird sounds in there, but that's why it's on another planet, because, you know, you'll see. We're just going to play it. And
as a Psych 1 student, I feel like I have to diagnose you with synesthesia there. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, we're just going to stop talking and let the music talk for itself.
That was pretty cool.
I think so. I hope y'all enjoyed.
Can definitely see why you like it. Really screams Elliot. I feel that in my bones.
I'm glad.
So the next song that we're going to play is called Grow by The Main Squeeze. And I thought of playing it when I heard this last song, and I thought Elliot would enjoy it. He's never heard it before, I don't think.
Not that I know of.
It's pretty cool. The chord progression is fire. I love the chord progression of it.
Can you give me a Roman numeral analysis of the chord progression?
It's not in one key, I'm sorry. I am not talented enough at music theory to help you with that. You can see who here is actually studying music in college and who isn't. Anyway, this is Grow by The Main Squeeze.
Heck yeah. Wow, you're right. That was pretty great. Very good selection, Eva. Good? Okay, I thought you were
going to say. I was gesturing at him. His hair has gone pretty insane with the headphones on, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoy it. Yeah. Well, I guess I should remind y'all that this is Elliot. The show is called Not Pandas because we don't talk about pandas. And you're currently listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh, yeah. Anything you want to say, Eva, before we say goodbye to our esteemed listeners?
I would like to ask, if you say you don't talk about pandas and yet your name is talking about pandas, I have some questions and I don't think you can answer them. I think you've created a paradox, question mark?
I think that you are fake news.
Sorry, I'm the far left, I guess? I'm confused.
You're just fake news.
Okay, I am the fake news. I don't actually exist. Sorry about that. Y'all have been listening to a ghost. I hope you like that.
It's not ghosts. It's just fake news.
Okay. Sure. Whatever you say.
Very, very fake news.
Love you too, Elliot.
Yo, Eva, so I forgot exactly which channel I needed to have on to start this automation, so I'm going to play with it until it does. Keep talking, so it's not dead air. Keep talking.
Okay. So I was pretty pumped when Elliot let me on to talk about music today. It's been pretty cool. Sadly, Eric had to go because he had other things to do, hooky things, but I'd like to thank him too for coming on as well. And thank you, Elliot.
That means it's time to shut up, Eva.
Baby's gone and I don't know why. She lit out this morning like a rusty shot in a hollow sky. She left me without warning. Sooner than the dogs could bark, faster than the sun rode, down to the banks on an old new car. She took a flatboat across the shallow, left me in my tears to dry.